Hey, guys. Real quick, want to make sure that you guys know that when you go to renterswarehouse.com, you are going to be able to get exactly an exact idea of what your house will rent for. The way that they do this is they've got algorithms and spreadsheets and databases and whatnot, something very much like the Hatchet Man might do. And what they can do for you is tell you within just about $100 what your house will rent for. If you go to renterswarehouse.com or if you call 713-224-RENT, that's where you should start, John. Find out what your house will rent for, because it could be going for a lot more than you thought. And if that's the case, you better think seriously about renting over selling.
I think you ought to think about that anyway. I mean, why would you get rid of the asset when you can hold on to it and then, you know, buy another place and use that money that you're getting for your mortgage payment and then make your payment on the new house? I mean, it's simple. Don't sell. Keep that asset. Call 713-224-RENT or go to renterswarehouse.com. All right, back here on ESPN 97.5, John and Lance here with you. A lot of stuff that we have not gotten to yet. Hugh Jackson and Todd Haley both fired.
Head coach, offense coordinator, Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns. I got a story here that says,
Little nasty, I guess. The owner, Jim Haslam, came out in a press conference and said, he mentioned you could see it in preseason. Basically, he's alluding to Hard Knocks, how there was some backbiting going on. Now, it seemed like between Haley and Greg Williams. I don't know if there was some between Haley and Hugh Jackson. I don't think he was necessarily a lame duck coach for John Dorsey and the organization headed into the year. I do think there was a chance he could have been retained with a really good season. But clearly, Hugh was done because they have not lived up to their potential.
No, listen, he's got the worst record in pro football history.
Yeah, ever for a coach that over 40 games.
Yeah,
ever.
So, listen, I think that there was some friction. I think he wanted to take over play calling, and I don't think it was a let. I think there was a lot of backbiting behind the scenes, and I think that they were done with that. They were sick of they didn't want one of the things that was said yesterday. I watched the whole press conference by Jimmy Haslam was that we can't have any of this divisiveness in the locker room because it's not healthy and that's not the atmosphere we want. One of the things when asked about what needs to change around here. And one of the things was John Dorsey said, you need to come to work and work hard every day, and you need to be nice to people. Okay? So apparently that wasn't happening.
He said that yesterday?
Yes.
That's never a good sign when you have to say you need to be nice to people. Look, Todd Haley is known as a grade one a-hole. I mean, he was known as that at Kansas City, Pittsburgh, before Kansas City, at Kansas City, with the Dallas Cowboys. That's who he is. I'm sorry. Guess what? That's who Greg Williams is, the defense coordinator and now interim head coach. Or has he been named interim
head coach? He's interim.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but they are both a-holes. They were pissy at each other. That's who they are. And you could see that in Hard Knocks that was going to be a potential issue, and it ended up playing out to be.
Well, I do know this. There are some guys on the defensive side that are just not happy with Greg Williams. Some guys can handle his style, and some guys can't. And he's difficult on players because he is that a-hole. There's a story on Yard Barker this morning. Baker Mayfield, not going to miss Hugh Jackson at all. From what I hear, Baker Mayfield is pretty happy that Hugh Jackson is gone because what I got out of Hugh Jackson, what I've heard, is that he's just not a great people person. He seemed to have been.
I'm telling you, on Hard Knocks, you would think that he and Baker would have gotten along great. That just goes to show you that, number one, a season is long. You can't take a snapshot of a preseason and think that's the whole thing.
And not only that, you're different when cameras are on you.
There's no question.
Yeah. And here's the thing is that the main thing is this. And when you take a quarterback, number one, John Dorsey talked about this, the development of that quarterback is of utmost importance in an organization. And they don't feel like Baker was being developed the best he could possibly be. Baker's going to make mistakes as a young quarterback. And can we stop? Jared Goff was thought to be a huge bust after 1 year. Peyton Manning led the league in interceptions his first year. Yeah, Baker Mayfield is showing signs that he is really, really good. You know what's not really, really good? His offensive line. It's not really, really good. As a matter of fact, it's really, really bad.
Well, get in line.
Yeah.
I'm not going to cry poor for Baker Mayfield.
No.
We're just sitting here trying to get through the season.
Look in your own backyard before you go
look.
Tell
you what, if you want to make a move and maybe give the Texans a third for Kendall Lamb, they'll take it. Maybe that will help.
You think Kendall...
Maybe that will help.
So who plays left tackle for the Texans?
That's a big question.
Martinez Rankins.
Whoa.
What?
Ooh. How about a second for Martinez?
That's fine, too.
Yeah, if you're looking about...
Flip this house.
You want
to? We bought it for a third. We flip it for a second.
I understand that maybe Kendall Lamb isn't something you're in love with, but who would you play in his place?
Kendall Lamb is having one of the better years on this offensive line. You want to get rid of him.
Who are you going to play?
I'm sorry. I will figure it out if you want to give me a third for Kendall Lamb.
They could barely figure it out.
Martinez and a tight end will be over there at all times. At all times. Mm. You want to give me a third for Kendall Lamb? You got it.
It seems like you're taking Dershawn's health or not taking it into the equation. Yeah.
It ain't your chest now, is it?
I am.
By the way, cleared to fly. Like, thank God that he's cleared to fly since he's going to be playing in Denver where you can't breathe.
I think it's cute how you guys are acting like Kendall Lamb is some kind of giant wall that no one can get around.
Oh, yeah.
Was he better than the other option?
Yes. Yes,
so
he's better.
Yeah, he was.
Who's the next option?
You know who else is Greg Mance. Keep him out there.
And then we just have...
You know who else would take a third rounder? Brian Gain.
Wait a minute.
That's a joke even that anyone would consider a third rounder for Kendall
Lamb. But didn't we just have a conversation about if you're a tackle on the street, you're terrible?
Yeah.
So who would the Texans replace Kendall Lamb with?
You know who.
Who?
I already told you. Martinez Rankins.
You don't want Martinez Rankins out there.
They've already done that once. That was a bad...
He hasn't tried it at right tackle.
That's going to be one of Spencer Hall's podcasts. Here was a horrific idea.
It seems smart.
Putting Martinez Rankins back left tackle.
Yeah, I said right tackle. He hadn't played right tackle yet. Hmm. That's where all the bad pass rushers go, is that side.
They're horrible over there.
A couple of wide receivers to keep your eye on, although a lot of people think Demaryius Thomas, whose name is out there on trade deadline, could end up being a New England Patriot because they need help. Can you imagine Josh Gordon healthy, Demaryius Thomas, Julian Edelman, and Gronk?
Wait, I was watching Cordarrelle Patterson play running back last night.
That's because they do stuff like that.
No, that's because Sony Michel was hurt.
Well, that's what I mean. And they still just said, well, we could go with another running back, but we'll just go with Cordarrelle Patterson.
Well, let's just do what the Green Bay Packers do. How's that working out?
It was Ty Montgomery.
They were leading by six over the Bills in the fourth quarter.
Win and cover.
Yeah.
Did
we notice that Bill Belichick was like, yeah, I know the reports out that Josh Gordon is late. You know what I don't really care about so much? Lateness.
Yeah. No. He started.
Yeah.
Yeah. That disciplinarian, he's going to show Josh Gordon. Get out there, son.
Tom Herman cares about lateness. Bill Belichick?
Doesn't.
I don't care.
And one of them's got five titles, the other one
I think Bill Belichick cares about lateness for certain players. If you're really good or if he wants to make sure to keep you happy, he's not going to be as upset about it. But Golden Tate's name surfaced, and Golden Tate is – now, he doesn't have the same vertical talents that, like, say, a DeSean Jackson does. And I have not heard that DeSean Jackson's on the trade. I've just heard DeSean Jackson wanted to be traded. That's a big difference because Dirk Cutter's trying to – and maybe even Jason Light, the general manager, trying to hang on to their job. I'm not sure they're going to be in a big rush to get rid of a playmaker.
No, and does he want to get traded now that Fitzmagic is back out there? Because guess what? He had a great start to the season.
They ain't going nowhere.
No, I know.
Well, what about his numbers?
He's going to get his numbers because Fitzmagic is back.
Wonder if he could get his numbers with Deshaun Watson.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, well, you tell me.
Maybe he doesn't
look at the numbers that Will Fuller has.
Maybe he likes Tampa more than he would like Houston.
Maybe.
You know what he needs?
No.
Some testosterone.
I go to Tampa every year.
But you're
he would not like Tampa over Houston.
I know Houston is a strip club capital, but Tampa's not so
Tampa's
far
got,
off.
Yeah.
But Tampa's
they got one.
Think about it.
You're not DeSean Jackson.
Mons Venus.
You can't compare your life in Tampa to DeSean's life in Tampa.
No,
you
that's
guys
true.
Live two different lives.
Yeah, possibly.
What do you go to Tampa for?
East-West Shrine Game.
Okay. Well, he's not there for the East-West Shrine game.
But whatever he's doing in Tampa, he could do it bigger in Houston. Stop acting like
maybe
you couldn't.
He just,
stop being so
maybe
East
he
Coast.
Likes the state
stop
of Florida.
Being Mr. Florida.
I grew up in California.
I'm not listening. No, now you're claiming Cali.
I did.
John, have you ever noticed his allegiance?
No,
like,
no.
I'm a Florida
it's,
guy.
It's whatever,
I'm
convenient.
Florida.
Wait
I grew
a minute.
Up in Cali.
I wear Long Beach State hats. I wear shirts with California on it.
And then you
much,
rep the U.
Because I like that school. That
no, you rep like LGBQT,
Long,
whatever.
That's Long Beach State. That's a hat.
Oh, it looks like LBGT.
I know what it looks like to you because you're so focused on that sort of lifestyle.
No, what we need is testosterone. That's what we need here.
Let me tell you about Minstead Clinic. This is actually a true story. Had a listener. I started doing this, almost three years ago. I started in January of 2015. January 2016. And I saw this major, they said, would you be interested in speaking for him? I said, yeah, let me go meet the owners and go talk about the company and all that. And so we started doing it because I want to know who I'm going to speak for and whether I want to speak for them or not. And they said, have you ever been tested for your testosterone? I said, no, I'm good. They said, well, aren't you, you're kind of always fatigued, right? I said, yeah, but I just don't get that much sleep and I'm working a lot of hours doing this NFL and radio. And they said, well, let's test you, see where you are. Sure enough, came out that I was low, and low enough that it should have an impact on my energy level. And what they did was they got me treated right away. They said, within 3 to 4 days, you're going to feel a bump in energy, and they couldn't have been more right, a big bump in energy. I was working from 6 a.m. to 7, 7.30, 8 p.m. with no drop-off in energy. I'd never seen anything like that. I was going home, getting workouts in at home. You know, you get that kind of energy level back. Your workouts matter more. You see better results. Lean muscle mass starts coming back where the belly fat had taken over. It can help your libido if that's an issue. And if it's not an issue, guess what? You still could have low testosterone. Don't be fooled by the markers. There are several markers that could indicate low testosterone. And if you don't have that energy or libido or drive, if you any of these sound familiar, stop into Men's Tea Clinic. 4 locations in the Houston area. To find the one nearest you, go to menstclinic.com.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, shocker. Aggies are claiming that, Aggies like Reagan and Chives are claiming that we're number one in the morning because of the Jimbo Fisher stuff. Having him on the radio. Reagan says, best radio they've ever done. Gets better every week. Should do more live shows from College Station, in my opinion. More Yell Leader radio and Voice of the Aggie radio. That's a little limiting, isn't it, to our to the scope of our audience?
No, I think everybody would enjoy that.
More than once a year?
I'm pretty sure. Everyone enjoys that. Like, Dell loves it. He's a Miami fan. He wants to hear more about Aggie Yell Leader. I'm sure all the people from Austin that went to UT want to hear more.
I do find the Aggies and their culture interesting. I'm not going to deep delve into it because by interesting, I mean creepy. So,
well, good thing you didn't delve.
Yeah. I don't want to get really involved in it, but I do find that cult type atmosphere interesting.
It's not a cult.
There's
I
the said C word.
It's a universe.
There's cult the C
type.
Word.
I yeah. said cult type. I didn't say cult. Like when they graduate, they decide to put a beer in a.
What, no, it's a ring in the beer.
In the beer.
A ring in a beer, and they chug a beer.
Yeah. That's a okay. What do we have against chugging beer, Del?
Well, what if it's Bud Light?
It's tradition.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Tradition.
We're
is
not
it?
Doing that.
Yeah, that's a tradition.
We're doing Coors Light.
So if you are a teetotaler like myself, I can't
you can
participate,
put it in a,
right?
You can put you it put in it a Pepsi. You can put it in a Pepsi.
You can put it in your iced tea.
Soda's bad for you, John. I mean, Lance.
Iced tea?
You can put it in
a giant pitcher of iced tea and then chug it.
Or a flavor-enhanced water.
And then not sleep for like 3 weeks.
Soft to flavor enhanced water.
You tell me that. You're the one sitting here.
I'm not drinking flavor enhanced water.
Oh, I like
flavor
enhanced water.
Water is delicious. What is wrong with you?
I did use the term soft.
Cascade is the best.
Oh, Cascade Ice? Yes, John's right.
Yep.
Zero calories.
Zero. Zero, zero.
Some bubbles in it, and it tastes delicious, Del.
Yes.
Black cherry lime? Are you kidding me?
What?
Is that the best or not?
Yeah.
What is Del talking about?
He don't know nothing
out
about
here.
Whoa, he just dropped a...
No, I always drop the...
Both y'all are... Odd choices with your
beverages. We've got, oh, I didn't know Florida State's that popular in Houston. Cleve said that about Jimbo. No, he's at A&M now. They're listening because A&M.
Yeah.
Jimbo, not well, Florida State Jimbo.
Well, A&M likes to tout him as one of the four active coaches with the national title, even though he won it someplace else.
Well, yeah, he won it someplace else, but he's got a national title.
So Florida State has to be a little popular here because they'll reference what he did at a different place.
All they did was watch. They could see with their human eyes he won a national championship.
But
more male cheerleader radio, Longhorn Dimitri says that. Male cheerleader radio? I don't want to have more male cheerleader
radio. Texas has male cheerleaders, too.
They do?
Yeah.
But
they hold the girls up.
Wait, are you sure? I don't know that they do. Are you positive?
Yeah, everybody has.
They hold girls. Do Texas cheerleaders do acrobatics?
So one thing I've noticed a lot of times is there's cheerleaders, and then there's dance squads, which are a little risque.
Yes.
Or you're sometimes like.
You're just noticing this?
Like B team.
Which one's B team?
Dance squad.
Not all the time.
Cheerleaders.
Oh, no. Golden Girls at LSU? Mm-mm. TCU dance squad? Ever seen that?
Are their cheerleaders?
That is by far, the cheerleaders are second team, okay? The LSU Golden Girls, and then there's the cheerleaders. And guess which one is A team? The Golden Girls.
Which one are considered A team, though?
The Golden Girls.
How many
are
there?
It's very difficult to be a Golden Girl.
How many are there?
About 20.
It can't be that difficult. There's like 8 cheerleaders.
Do you want me to show you pictures?
I didn't. Well, this is a conversation off the air. I got things I'm not going to say on the air.
No, dude. At some places, like USC, the cheerleaders with the sweaters on, they're A team. At some places, like TCU, the dance team is number one.
I'm not asking for your
creepy
factor. I'm not asking for your consideration.
It's a little creepy.
No, it's not. It's
Do Texas cheerleaders have a tier, like the ones who get to wear the chaps or?
Well, I don't know what their hierarchy is.
What's that about?
I don't know.
Looking at Texas cheerleaders on Google Images, and some of them are wearing chaps, some of them not. I'm not sure what that's about.
You'd have to ask the Texas people. What is the hierarchy there? I don't know. Cascade Orange is basically sugar-free Fanta, and it's fantastic. Thank you, Casey.
Yeah, that's right.
Someone knows something other than Dell.
How about this? Dan Holden says, Marwin greater than Dal-ass. I don't know if it's that simple.
Well, I thought his name was Dallas Cuckle.
No, that's not it.
It is.
No one calls him that.
Someone who calls him that last week?
It was on the show last week.
Who called him that?
It was
someone did?
Who did that?
The show after yours.
Yeah.
The John Raheel and Dell show. Somebody called it.
You see how people just take shots at local people? As soon as I leave, they start taking shots. And you guys let it stand.
Well, it's part of the show's.
You guys let it stand. John, you just let that. You let somebody say that about your Cy Young Award winner?
I don't have the button. I would have definitely not let Houston hear something like that.
We don't censor people unlike the shows you are on. Lance, we don't
you're
call
the censor.
We
you
don't
always
call
censor stuff.
Our listeners D-weeds like your shows do.
We don't censor. That's always we say. Whoa,
you don't censor yourselves.
He's talking about my other number one show, The Blitz.
We don't drop a hole on the air.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We don't censor on that show.
Well, that's
freedom of speech. You don't censor yourselves.
I'm sorry. We love the Constitution on that show. Freedom of speech.
No, you love the free, much like
First Amendment, Dell.
Much like
I don't
a lot
think
of people.
You know
congratulations.
I'm not sure you know what freedom of speech is.
Much like a lot of
you
people.
Can say that stuff.
Much like a lot of people in this country, you like your own freedom of speech. You're not a huge fan of other people's freedom of speech.
No, right. My freedom of speech says that we can call them D-weeds. That's what freedom of speech is. If you say something, you can say something back. Freedom of speech. First Amendment. That is what Abraham Lincoln and all of the founding fathers fought
did
for, Dell.
Did he set that up or did someone else set up the First Amendment? Was that Abraham Lincoln joint?
He was in there. He was a kid.
I'm not sure this is accurate. Odds shark. Who will be the Cleveland Browns' next full-time head coach? The favorite?
Who?
Sean McVay. Not sure he's leaving L.A. with the Russian model to go to Cleveland. I'm pretty not sure
about
that.
Hey, babe, where do you want to go? I would love to go to live in Cleveland. It would be so much more better than Los Angeles.
I'm sure her Ukrainian handler would
kill
Sean
McVay. I will give
you
all of the loves that you need if you just go ahead and get me to Cleveland.
Or maybe Cleveland's too big.
I'll stop withholding.
Let's live in Toledo.
Akron. Akron is perfect.
Cleveland's actually too big of a city for me.
Did you know we can technically live...
We can follow the zips.
We can technically live in Kentucky and then drive to Berea.
On your bye week, can we go to the Russ... What, the glass bowl and watch Toledo play football?
I never knew
life could be so complete as living in Cleveland.
They've adjusted that. Zach Taylor. How long? Zach Taylor was
He's
a quarterback.
Still around? What is he
doing? What do you mean still around? Zach Taylor was a quarterback at Nebraska 2 years ago.
I didn't know his career had blossomed enough that he could be an NFL head coach.
He is the quarterback coach for the Rams.
No, he's not going to be.
He's like 12 years old. What the hell?
If Lincoln Riley isn't the odds-on favorite, then none of this even
matters.
Well,
Lincoln Riley ain't going there.
Okay. Yeah. Why?
Because he just said so yesterday.
If Lincoln said so. And you know what else? The University of Houston head coach Tom Herman will join us a little bit later in the show.
Well,
oh, wait, that's right.
I'm not sure he's even on their radar. Everybody's saying this, and I'm not sure the Cleveland Browns are all about
Lincoln
Riley.
I wonder why not. Like, seriously.
Because he has no head coaching experience in the NFL.
So what?
No, right.
Neither did Sean McVay.
Oh, he doesn't know, right.
And then
no, but Sean McVay was in the NFL at the age of 22. Sean McVay has been an NFL lifer.
No, that's true. I just know this much. Lincoln Riley has coached Baker, knows Baker's strengths and weaknesses, has an offense that has been very successful. And with pros, a couple years ago, I would have shot this down immediately. I'm a little more open-minded now because with NFL going more and more to college offensive style, I think Lincoln Riley should get some consideration. And I would have never thought that just 2 years ago.
Right.
But now I'm like, you know, maybe so.
Well, one of the things is, and his age, and I think, again, yesterday we talked about it.
How old
is he now? Not that old.
He's
late 30s, maybe.
Yeah, that's old enough.
Yeah, but before this, he was at East Carolina. I mean, it's not like... But I will say this. Sean McVay, I think, is going to change the game.
No,
one of the reasons I bring up Lincoln is because Theo Epstein changed the game.
I think the young coach like that is not going to keep happening. I think that's an outlier.
I don't know.
It's so hard.
I think going back to the same old, Dan Campbell is one of the choices here.
Young.
And what do you think about Dan Campbell?
He was fine. That's not the Dolphins
choice.
Were trash when he took over for an interim period.
Well, here's another coach to keep your eye on. The special teams coach at Kansas City, who's always mentioned because I can't remember what his name is.
You know who you should go after?
Dorsey.
The special teams coach at Seattle, who runs a fake punt out of his own end zone.
Worst decision ever. I needed seven more. Punt the frickin' ball. Punt the ball and let Detroit get a late touchdown, you dummies. I was like updating my phone, the score. I'm like, oh, 4th and 8. Okay. And I saw
first
Seattle ball. I'm like, what? Michael Dixon, 9-yard run.
Did you see his quote afterwards, too?
No.
Yeah, they call me Big Dixon. Yep. That's what.
Oh, no, that guy's the best.
He's the best.
Yeah, I mean, his girlfriends that he had, Michael Dixon, the Australian punter from Texas, walks around like he didn't have a care in the world.
Well, apparently they call him Big Dixon. So
keep that same energy.
833 ESPN 97.5. You know what? They also call Craig DeSerf.
I don't know what they call him. I don't know what they call him, friendo.
Probably the same stuff.
But probably something similar because he's out there just swinging around making the very best deals imaginable. At Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, they say, look, we welcome you down to Angleton. And Craig understands that a lot of you are going to say Angleton. And that's what he said before he ended up there. He had an opportunity to stay in Houston. But he said, Lance, I got to tell you, when I came here and I saw the people who worked out here, it's a very homey type of location. It is. They've got down-home prices. They don't have the same overhead that Houston places have. So right off the bat, I mean, they can get to a lower price than anyone in Houston. They're hyper-aggressive with trade-in value. And then, the great thing is they'll go out of their way with customer service. And that's always been a hallmark of Craig DeSerf. Wherever he's been has been to, and it's only been one other place. But Craig DeSerf and Rick Drenner and the DeLuna brothers, all the Killer Ds, their whole thing is let's make customer service so good. Let's make the prices so good. Let's make sure that our selection is so strong that you would never consider getting a vehicle any other place. That's why so many of the Astros, like Jose Altuve and Correa, got both his parents' cars over there. You're going to find the same type of deals. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton. We're going to be out there broadcasting later this month. We'll give you more details. But you just head out to Angleton and you're going to be able to take advantage of incredible prices. To see their entire selection, which is over 300 vehicles right now in stock, go to LanceZCars.com.
This is Jose Altuve, All-Star and MVP. If you need a new vehicle, get down to Gavcar Chevrolet with GMC. Chevy, find new road.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Klay Thompson had 14 threes last night, though. 14 threes. They had 92 points at the half against the Bulls. 92 at the half. Bulls fans none too pleased about it. 14 for 24 beyond the arc. Coming into this game, he had shot 18% from three. 18%. And in this game, 14 for 24. Now he'll, you know what? He's a good shooter. He wasn't going to shoot 18%.
Yeah, he was always going to be fine.
So now, so far, Detroit Piston, Oklahoma Sooner.
Blake Griffin
had 50. Steph had 50. Klay Thompson now has 50. Who's the next 50?
James.
It's got to be Durant.
Dame Lillard.
Dame's one. I would go James. James is going to be one of the favorites because he's got some 50s.
He's hurt.
He has to play.
Well, but how many games? You think 50 is going to happen just here?
I guess
it could happen fairly quickly.
Yes. What? Why not? We've already had three.
That's true.
How many games have we played? Four? And we've had three? Five games? The Rockets have played four, right?
The Rockets? No, I've played five. They're 1-4.
1-4. Are they? That sucks.
Yeah, they're not great.
I'm going tonight. They're going to be 1-5, probably.
Who are they playing?
I don't care.
You just want to sit and watch them lose? Is that what you're saying?
Man, it's just bad basketball right now.
And James is not expected to play?
No.
No.
Well, you're probably looking at an Eld. I just don't know the opponent offhand.
It's at home. We should not say they're probably looking at
They've
an
lost
Eld.
Two games at home already. They play. Oh, they're playing Portland at home.
Portland.
Hang that Eld.
Yeah. Yikes.
I don't know.
Mike D'Antoni said I'm skeptical that Harden can play Friday.
And it could be tonight Dame Lillard does that.
The Rockets don't play any defense.
So you're figuring Dame Lillard is next and it's tonight.
Possibly.
Now that makes some sense.
Now Portland is coming off a back. They played Indiana last night, so it is the second night of a back-to-back. So that might give the Rockets a shot.
Montrez had like 30 against you.
God.
You know, basketball, like 140.
Did this season start like
142 for the Warriors and 14, NBA record, 14 threes for Klay Thompson.
Yeah, we talked about that while you weren't in here.
No, I know, but that's great for the NBA.
Yeah.
That's really good for the NBA. There's no other way to look at it. I mean, scoring is good for the NBA. There's nobody who said, I can't watch this product now. There's too many records being set.
At some point, there'll be some pushback about how easily.
But it'll be pushback against by pseudo hipsters and contrarians. It's never.
No, I
it's
think
never,
more traditionalists.
Yeah, I don't. I think.
Well, that's fine. Traditionalists. Except,
guess what? Traditionalists.
Anyway.
You know what the highest average per game was in the 1970-71 season?
Yeah, but that doesn't fit our storyline.
Right, and there was no 3-point line.
So no one was playing defense.
So no one was playing any defense.
No.
You mentioned Klay Thompson.
But there were scores back then.
Dude is a free agent. Now, he wants to stay with the Warriors. We'll see how that goes. Is Klay Thompson searching for a star? Are you giving Klay? Now he's going to get the max, but can you build a team around Klay Thompson?
I think you might. You know, okay, so it would be like this. You can build it around in the same way the Pacers built around Reggie Miller, which is to say, I think you have to have other good players. Like, you can't just be a one or two star and then see what you do with the rest of the team. I think you have to have a quality. I think he can be the best player on a team that is a quality roster, if that makes sense. And I know a lot of people, Detroit Pistons did some of that with Rip Hamilton, although they were much more, you know, they had Chauncey and they had Rasheed. I mean, they had a very balanced roster. But I think you can. He's a guy who can come off screens and picks. But I don't know that you can run the 1-4 sets. Like, he's got to be in a motion offense coming off screens. Yeah. And you have to be committed to running that offense.
And I bring it up partly because you mentioned Durant as far as who would stay and who would go as far as Golden State is concerned. We know the Knicks, they have dreams of Kevin Durant, but because they're the Knicks, they're more likely to get Klay Thompson for whatever reason than they would get their ultra megastar Kevin Durant. Could Klay Thompson, with Porzingis possibly being back next year, and all the nonsense, all the other roster trash possibly on the Knicks roster, depending on what they do in free agency, could Klay Thompson make the Knicks a playoff team with Kristaps healthy if he stays healthy?
In the East? Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah. We're talking low, bottom half of the East in terms of playoff seeding?
Well, I think they could go higher than that.
To elevate them?
Yeah, but I mean, you got to see what their entire roster would look like. But I think, I mean, to me, he is a 25-point-per-game player, 26-point-per-game player. If he becomes the focus, he's just too good a shooter. He's not great off the dribble, which is a little bit of a concern. Like, you know, it's easy for me to sit here and say things like that, that, oh, he could become 24-25. But, boy, the more I'm working through this, boy, Steph and KD are tremendous penetrators. They put so much pressure on the defense. It's going to give you some open looks.
Steph is so dangerous that he's going to go in and then stops and pops and kills you. In my sports article leading up to the series last year, I wrote that at one point you're going to say Klay Thompson is terrible at basketball, and then at one point you're going to say he is unbelievably good at basketball. That's been this season. 18% before last night from three.
And was he really?
18. So he is, last night, his 14 for 24. It's got him back on pace to where in the neighborhood he should be in, but he does. He's either awesome or he's really, really not good. I think Kevin Durant came out this week and said, I'm going to be back with the Warriors. Okay, can we all stop this now? I'm going to be a Warrior.
Well, it's going to be speculation until he puts his name on the line. So if that happens, you're probably looking at Klay not being a Warrior. Because I don't think they want to continue to pay. Winning is great, but that luxury tax is a bitch.
And again, do you win without? I think you still win without Klay Thompson.
Probably.
Yeah. I would. Who would you target if you're the Golden State Warriors? I would target Klay Thompson over KD, and here's why. KD, to me, is flighty. I don't even think KD will stay. Mm. I think he'll just want to move on to the next thing, and he's already
I don't know why he wants to win.
No, I think
Well, if he wins three plus another finals appearance
all the time,
you know how he's going to get. He got a chance to get in the Jordan neighborhood.
I get what you're saying. If he wins three and then gets a third Finals MVP with it, I could see him going.
I don't think you. Yeah, you can't put him in the Jordan stuff.
No,
this is a different. This is a different group of players.
But why does he want to tarnish what he's built up here?
He won't tarnish it.
If he goes to a place that, like the Knicks and just barely makes the playoffs, they're going to say, well, the only reason he won is because he was with Golden State.
But you know what? They're already saying that anyway. He gets that. He doesn't get the same respect and love that LeBron got. It irritates him so much that he creates burner accounts. And I think that he would love to go try to win on another team. Now, you know who a lot of people think has designs on him is the Rockets. But the problem is, the Rockets right now are going to play themselves out of contention for a guy like KD. If they keep playing like this, no one's going to want to be part of, you know, what. Even if Carmelo's a one-year guy, it's still going to be like, was that their one shot? Their best shot was two. And that's what I've been worried about is that 17 was their, you know, the best shot opportunity. Or no, 18, 17, 18.
How excited can you be about the Rockets? And if you're having a problem getting excited, all you got to do is go to fourhymns.com/.
Don't take one before a game. That is, you can get in a lot of trouble if you're walking around Toyota Center like that.
Well, don't says you. You never know. Wait, maybe one of the Rockets cheerleaders will.
That could
lead to an arrest.
You never know.
Let's not.
What if they like you, Dell?
Well,
I'm
sure they're not going to like you.
Then you'll be ready.
They're power dancers, not cheerleaders.
Yeah, by the way, they dance.
Well, I know, but what about the older cheerleaders that are out there at halftime? Like
the senior, get to something about the hair. Maybe it fixes your hair.
Well, listen, you can still get excited when you're 60 and 70, okay? Thanks to fourhymns.com/John5. fourhymns.com/John5. You'll get excited all the time, okay? If you go to fourhymns.com/John5 because it's the generic equivalent of what you're paying, like, exorbitant amounts. It's so funny. Pharma, go ahead and make a pill that everybody wants, and then watch how much you have to pay for it. Oh, my God. Well, how about the generic equivalent? Because that's what 4hims.com is doing. And you start at just $5 the first month. That is unbelievable. While supplies last, so you better hurry. Go to 4hims.com/John5. You will talk to the doctor online at your convenience, not have to take off of work, not have to sit in a waiting room, not have to go pay for the doctor, not have to go pay for the pharmacy. You got it all at 4hims.com/John5. This is what you do. And if you're having any issues whatsoever, 4hims.com/John5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 852 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. This is a quick segment where Heel's going to be joining us on the other side right here. We got to catch up on, bro. He had been behind because Lance.
So if it's a quick segment, can I tell y'all, I got my day started a little weird. I went to the Starbucks I go to. Two burly old guys, just burly, cigarette smoking, working on some oil and gas field, you know when you see them, just guys with big old rough thick hands with calluses all over them, and whoa, just smoking cigarette outside, drinking mocha frappuccinos. That was just something. I was like, wait a minute now. These guys are out there smoking cigarettes.
Why, because they're delicious?
They're having discussions.
What's
about,
the problem?
Well, I'll get a chance. I'm gonna get the fittings in there just the right way. If we can get it molded in the right way. Did they put drizzle on your frappuccino? I sure would like a chocolate drizzle on here.
Yeah.
I just thought.
Everybody likes that because it's delicious.
You got a problem with the modern man?
Yeah.
I don't know that they're the modern man.
What's the problem?
They're talking about oil and gas and looking for their drizzle. This seems like a modern man to me.
I can tell you this. It wasn't what I expected. And sometimes I like when people aren't pigeonholed. I don't like a homogenized person where you see somebody and you can perfectly read them and you know exactly who and what
you
they
mean
are.
Like yourself.
No, you don't know me, Del. You don't know me.
We can look at you and see who you are.
No, you don't. Yeah, really? Read my Wikipedia right now and tell me if you know
that
me.
That was someone editing
for
humor.
That's who I am, Del.
But when you walk around,
John, are you aware of my Wikipedia?
No. What is your Wikipedia?
You might want to look it up under the personal section.
You've got your shorts on.
Your personals?
Yes.
Personal life. Just,
personal info.
Just look up my Wikipedia. Del thinks he knows me, and yet he doesn't know me.
I read that Wikipedia, and that's just
something
making jokes.
You wrote it.
No, I didn't write
it. Something you wrote it.
I wouldn't care enough to write it. That's just the honest truth. I'm looking at you, and if someone said, like, you're walking around and you're in your hype bee shoes and your socks on and your Houston shirt, I'd be like, some might say that's an F-boy.
They'd be wrong.
And they'd be right.
They'd be wrong.
I don't
clearly.
Know.
Clearly. Go ahead, John.
Lance is a staunch supporter of Hillary Clinton and even attended all Black Lives Matter movements. He is a fierce candidate for transgendered equality and has stated that he one day soon wishes he can be as brave as Caitlyn Jenner was. Mm-hmm. Zierlein is married to a woman for now.
For now.
He has 5 children, Drake, Alec, Mason, Sebastian, and Mariana. His son, Sebastian, is nicknamed Snacks and has appeared in various viral videos and in radio content. Lance's father, Larry Zierlein, has coached college and professional football for over 38 years and was formerly on the staff of the Arizona Cardinals. And what's the problem with this?
So I'm trying to find out. I don't know.
Yeah. First of all, I don't have a blue check, and I don't have a Wikipedia page.
Well,
can someone create one for me?
I don't know how they pop up. Like I met my neighbor behind me. I was doing one of my 5-mile walks on Saturday, and he's a pretty good sized dude, and he had Utah State football on. I just stopped and said, "Did you play?" He said, yeah, I played at Utah State. I mean, he just looks like he played a...
How many wives does he have?
He's a big white guy. Like, he looks like a tight end. I said, what position do you play? Tight end. Like, nailed it. And we started talking for a while. He actually played... He was undrafted free agent, but he was with Philadelphia, New England, the Colts, the Redskins. And we talked football for about...
What's his name?
10 to 15 minutes. His name is Rob Myers. And I just said... And I saw him walking yesterday in the neighborhood. We had a good talk. Good dude. And I just typed up Rob Myers. Like, let me see when he played and where he played and all that. He had a Wikipedia page. He was an undrafted free agent. He didn't have a big college career, but he just had a... I don't know how they pop up. I honestly don't know how Wikipedia...
Someone decides to create one.
I don't know who edits them. I don't know how they pop up. Like, that stuff will be gone because there's no citations.
Where did this come from? Lance Lightning Zierlein.
Somebody. I don't know.
Because you're going to die of lightning?
I don't know where all that stuff comes
lightning
from.
Lightning strike?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Someone
okay.
decided they wanted to take a creepy interest in Lance and created a Wikipedia for him.
How come no creeps like me? Okay, the blue check thing is
I haven't done it.
Like, and the email address you have tied to it is not a company email address, I bet, is it?
No.
You have to have a company email address, like... at Gal Communications or at 97.5 or something like that. And then you have to go ask, I don't know, way back whenever I got a blue check.
I don't really
care that
much.
It doesn't, in my NFL stuff, like it's a big deal to have that stuff. It's a big deal to have an agent. It's all this stuff. It's just, it's agents because they, you know, take part of your
agents?
Paycheck.
It's important
agents.
To have agents.
Agents, yeah, different.
Different. Also important to. We got Raheel coming up next, so let's try to get out on time so Raheel can have his say too.
Okay.
On what? Why don't we on saving people money?
Okay. Well, how about this then? How about you just go to BillAdvisor.com and look into home and auto insurance sales? They will shop homeowners and auto insurance. And they will find the very best prices for you. The people that you're with now, and especially if you think you're getting a great deal with the bundled package, you may be getting a better deal than you know you could individually. There's a chance that happens from time to time. There's not a great chance right now that it's less than what they can get for you at Bill Advisor. If you text money to 232323, one of the biggest savings they have, it's actually the biggest savings they have going on right now is homeowners insurance. Now, car insurance... they might be able to save you $100 to $500, even into the thousands, depending on how many cars, what type of cars, you have team drivers, things like that. Homeowners insurance, almost across the board, they're saving people a ton of money. And I was one of those people who had that savings. Here's how easy they make it. You text money to 232323, and what they'll do is the automated system will text you back. You will text back to them what your address is, and they will send you a homeowner's quote. And that's it. And from there, you can decide if that's what you want to do and make that switch. And a little known fact is you can get out of your homeowners and car insurance right now and get the prorated amount back. You think that you have to stay in it, that you're tied in it for the entire time? You're not. You can get out right now, and they'll send you the prorated amount back. So why don't you let my good friends over at Bill Advisor look for better rates? Text money to 232323 or go to BillAdvisor.com.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.